Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Welcome to Stuff from the Science Lab from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the podcast. This is Allison Lattermilk, the science editor at HowStuffWorks.com.
And this is Robert Lamb, science writer at HowStuffWorks.com.
Today we will be helpfully instructing you on how to get lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Bermuda Triangle?
I have traveled through it, yeah. A few years back, I was on my way from New York City to San Juan, Puerto Rico for a fun weekend. And I didn't really think too much about it. I was actually just so excited to be out of the cold city for a weekend in sunny and warm Puerto Rico that it didn't even cross my mind. Oh. So nothing happened. I'm still here.
Didn't get lost. Okay.
What about you?
I went on a Carnival Cruise Lines trip with my family.
Yeah, how was that?
It was, I remember eating a lot of pizza off of the Limitless Pizza Bar. I remember playing a lot of Street Fighter versus X-Men in the little arcade area. So,
did you go to any midnight buffets?
Yes, I did. And actually, it was kind of spooky in that I remember after I left the cruise, I had gained like 20 pounds. So.
But you also did not disappear into the Bermuda Triangle.
No, not only did I not disappear, more of me came back than set out. So yeah, we both survived, lived to tell the tale, which is not something that can be said for everybody that's flown or sailed into these waters.
Yeah, so where are these waters again?
Well, it's a triangle. The northern point of the triangle is Bermuda. The western point is Miami, Florida. And the eastern point is San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And all the waters in between, that's the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, so where did the legend come from? Why do we think that ships and planes are going to go missing in this area?
Well, the actual term Bermuda Triangle comes from a 1964 issue of Argosy magazine, which was just an American pulp fiction magazine. But they had this article making the case that something weird was going on here, because over the past century, they're saying, 100 ships and planes have disappeared, maybe 1,000 lives have been lost.
So a fiction magazine is making the case.
Right, yeah, that's what kicked it all off, yeah.
Okay.
And it also has other names like the Devil's Triangle, if you want to make it sound extra creepy. And some of these instances are pretty fascinating. Like there's the USS Cyclops. Set out from Brazil in the early 1900s. And then it had one stop off in Barbados before disappearing just forever. 306 passengers and crew vanished without a trace.
No kidding.
Yep. Then 1945.
This is the big one.
This is Flight 19. You have five U.S. Navy TBF Avengers got kind of lost and turned around, and then they talked to them on the radar, trying to figure out where they were. You know, what's this island they're flying over? And then they never heard from them again. They sent out two planes to try and find them. One of those blew up in the air. And ever since, we keep finding Avenger wreckage out in the ocean, and it's never one of these five Avengers. It's always, like at one point they found five different wrecks, and people were like, all right, this is it. And then the Navy chimed in and said, no, that's just five different Avengers from five different situations. So
remind me never to fly an Avenger airplane.
Probably not a big risk, but yeah. Never fly one.
So if you think about examples like that, I mean, it's easy to see why the Bermuda Triangle gets such a creepy, mysterious reputation. But you turn to somebody like the U.S. Coast Guard, and they're saying, no, 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 the area doesn't have an unusual number of incidents.
Yeah, because this is especially compared to other areas that are also highly trafficked, right? I mean, you have a lot of ships, a lot of planes going through these waters.
And why are they going to be going through? Well, you know, it's a pretty popular destination. Spots like Puerto Rico, somebody wants to jet off for a sunny weekend.
Yeah, it's been a popular trade route over time. But then I think some people are going to point out that maybe the Coast Guard just doesn't want to acknowledge, say, the existence of Atlantis or the presence of UFO activity.
No doubt, no doubt.
So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons that people cite for these disappearances, and a lot of them are pretty out there. So we're not going to really dwell on the sunken city of Atlantis and its space crystals that are drawing ships down to their icy depths. And we're not really going to get into the UFO abductions, etc. But we are going to talk about some of the pretty solid scientific theories that may be contributing to some of these losses, and then some of the quasi-scientific theories that might be coming into play.
So why don't you kick it off? Tell us about hurricanes and crazy weather.
Yeah, that's the big thing to keep in mind is that this is an area of the world that's subject to violent and unexpected storms. All right, one second you got some clear open sea, and then bam, suddenly you've got maybe waterspouts, which are basically sea tornadoes. You know, big columns of violent water. Those can take out a boat. They can also take out a plane.
Okay.
Or maybe suddenly there's a 100-foot high rogue wave generated by a seafloor earthquake. All right. The thing is, this stuff can spring up really quickly, and then it's gone before it can actually even really pop up on radar.
Right. Well, there's a lot of speedy activity going on in there, which leads us to our next factor in that, which is the Gulf Stream. And you guys know the Gulf Stream as the very strong oceanic boundary current that starts up in the Gulf of Mexico, heads north along the coast of North America, the eastern coast of North America, and then shoots on over to Western Europe.
Yeah, it's like a river in the sea, right?
Yeah, it is a river in the sea, like you mentioned. And within the span of the current, that crazy weather is intensified. But the main thing about the current is that it's moving fast, right? So the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration actually has some good stats on this, and they're saying that it flows about 300 times faster than the Amazon.
Wow.
So that's pretty fast. And how fast exactly? About 1 to 3 knots, and then it kind of trickles down and slows down as it moves north. Well, what's the point of all this speed? The point is that if you're going to wreck, if you're going to, disappear in the ocean, this would be a great place to do it because, bam, all the evidence disappears pretty fast thanks to that swiftness of the current. The other thing to keep in mind when you think about the Gulf Stream is that it's flowing right over some pretty crazy oceanic topography. And some of that topography is seriously, seriously deep. We're talking about like 19,000 to 27,000 feet. So if you want to go missing, this would be a great spot.
Yeah, you're not just going to be lost. I mean, you're just gone if you're down at these depths. I think this is a cool point to bring up another interesting lost ship, and that's 1963's SS Marine Sulphur Queen.
Oh, the Sulphur Queen, of course.
Yeah, now, there are several factors playing into this one disappearing. First of all, it had a molten sulfur cargo, so it was pretty volatile, and people tend to think that this ship probably exploded, all right? And then this is pretty deep water, like you said. So all this debris is going to sink and potentially get covered up by sediment. So there's not really going to be any evidence. And then the third thing is that they, when they were looking for the ship, they did find like bits of clothing, bits of life jacket, etc. And they think sharks may have eaten any survivors. So that's the other thing to keep in mind. These are living waters. This is a like a vibrant and dangerous ecosystem at times, you know?
Sure, it's a competitive community.
Right. So if there are survivors, there's a good chance they'll be eaten. And that actually flows right into the next potential suspect in ship and plane destruction in the Bermuda Triangle, and that's methane gas hydrates, okay?
Which also goes by the name of...
What? What is that?
I looked this one up and it was oceanic flatulence, I believe.
I still don't believe that. I think you're just making that up. But
I'm not, I swear.
Okay.
Keep going.
Anyway, so this revolves around some stuff that scientists at Cardiff University discovered, and it's large concentrations of methane gas trapped on the seafloor.
Okay.
And this is due to, like I say, vibrant ecosystems. So you have a lot of dying and decomposing sea organisms, right?
Sure.
And then you have some bacteria feasting on this buffet down there.
Yummy.
And these bacteria are the flatulating parties here, all right? It's creating all this methane gas, all right? It gets trapped down there. It gets trapped in this methane ice, which acts like a cap, all right? So it's just concentrated and volatile.
Uh-oh.
Right? So if something disturbs that, it can actually cause a lot of damage. It can cause like basically underwater landslides that can that has they believe in the past resulted in tsunamis, but it can also cause this this bubble, this big burp of methane gas to rise up from the ocean floor. All right,
okay.
And let's say you're in a ship underneath that rising bubble. Well, they say that this bubble will actually make the water less dense, basically turn it to foam.
Okay.
So that the ship can't actually float anymore, and it just gets swallowed up.
Right. So then the ship is kind of lower than the surrounding waters.
Right.
It
just basically opens up like a big foamy mouth and just swallows it whole. And then there's a lot of sediment stirred up by this taking place, so that would end up just covering up any wreckage as well, possibly hiding the evidence. All right. And, of course, if you're in a plane flying over that sinking boat... some people theorize that this rising column of gas could actually end up setting the plane on fire.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
Well, how often does this happen?
Well, there's a lot of it out there. They scientists believe that this stuff occurs throughout the world, and the amounts we're talking about are like trillions of cubic feet. Like, they're talking about using this as a potential energy source. So there is a lot of it. Now, when you get into how often it occurs... like the U.S. Geological Survey says that this is definitely a possible occurrence that could definitely take out a boat, but they're less certain about it having occurred in this region of the Bermuda Triangle in the last 15,000 years. However, there are myths in the Black Sea about these things taking out ships or rigs, and in the year 2000, a sunken fishing trawler was found at the center of a huge gas eruption site in the North Sea.
You know, this is reminding me a lot of that article that we wrote on exploding lakes.
Yes, yeah, it reminds me a lot of that too. The idea that you have this this volatile gas at the bottom of buried underneath all this water, and stuff gets disrupted just right. It rises up, and that's a lot of gas to come surging back up to the surface.
So, where would you rate this as a contributing factor? It seems kind of on the iffy scale.
Yeah, it's like a very good theory. But whether or not the scientists seem a little uncertain about whether or not it's actually happening or if it's happening, I don't think it's happening enough to be a major contributor to any ship or airplane disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle, though.
Okay. Well, I have one that may have been a factor in the past, but it is not a factor anymore, and that is magnetic abnormalities, right? So supposedly, if you travel through the Bermuda Triangle in the 19th century, your compass would just go berserk, possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Spinning, spinning, spinning. So magnetic abnormalities used to be a problem in the Bermuda Triangle, but they're not anymore. And the idea behind this is that you have something called magnetic north and you have something called true north. And the difference between the two is called magnetic declination. You guys probably don't need to know this because nowadays your fancy navigational equipment are going to help you out and you don't even need to know about it. But back in the days of the 19th century, say, if your compass was pointing toward true north as opposed to magnetic north, you're going to get lost.
Right. You'd have a false compass reading. And
yeah. And you're going to wind up, of course, and you're going to be lost. And maybe you're going to wind up on somebody's Bermuda Triangle list of disappeared ships. But here's the thing. This is no longer a valid theory because the Earth's magnetic field is always changing.
Right. So modern ships are not getting lost due to this, basically.
Well, not only that, but your compass isn't going to point toward true north anymore in the Bermuda Triangle, say if you had to rely on some really old-school equipment.
But if you were operating with one of these old-fashioned compasses, you might find yourself at the side of a blue hole.
A blue hole? Yes. What in the heck is a blue hole?
Well, a blue hole is very real. It's basically an underwater sinkhole, a vertical cave descending down into the earth. If you do like just a Google search on this, you'll find some really stunning images because you'll have just like crystal clear, kind of blue, light blue waters, you know, beautiful Caribbean setting. And then there'll be this circle of just dark, you know, dark blue because mm-hmm. there's this pit just descending down, for hundreds and hundreds of feet. I believe the deepest one in the world is Dean's Blue Hole.
Dean's
Blue. Yeah, you'd think they'd have some other name for it, like the Blue Pit or, something. But it's 663 feet deep. And then there's a really cool one in the black hole of South Andros. And this one's actually on land, on like this little island area. But the theory here, this is where we leave the factual and get more into the fanciful. But some Bermuda Triangle junkies theorize that these blue holes are caused by micro wormholes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess the idea is that you're flying or you're sailing along and then you're sucked into a micro wormhole and you show up, in the past or in another dimension or on an episode of The Twilight Zone. Who knows? Incidentally, the black hole of South Andros actually is a kind of a wormhole into the past because they say that the oxygen-free water there has similar properties to water found in the oceans 3.5 billion years ago. There's like toxic bacteria down there. It's, extremophiles living in this really kind of an alien environment.
So it's like a water artifact from an ancient time. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. The ocean's full of amazing things, just probably not the city of Atlantis.
Well, it may not be as exciting as blue holes, but there is definitely one contributing factor that we haven't talked about yet, or two, but they're both on the people side, and human error and pirates. Let's tackle the human error first. So the idea here is if you have a lot of people passing through an area, eventually you're going to have an accident. So basically, the numbers are on your side here. If you have enough humans going through an area like Bermuda Triangle or any other area, one of them's going to have an accident. One of them's going to have an off day. One of them's going to be, what were those pilots doing who wound up going 2 hours past their destination playing video games? Do you remember the Northwest Airline?
No, I missed this one.
Oh. Well, anyway, you get a pilot who has an off day and you're going to have an accident. So, I mean, the theory here is human error. And
that's an off day when you're playing video games when you should be piloting the airplane?
I don't know what they were doing. I cannot actually say that they
but
were.
But still, yeah, people screw up. People can be kind of stupid. And there's a lot of people traveling through this area. So some of them are going to screw up.
And then you have things like pirates. And I know we think of most modern pirates hanging out, say, over in the waters off Somalia or maybe in Indonesia or something like that. But if I were a pirate, and I'm not, why not head on over to the Bermuda Triangle? Because then you can say, well, hey, it was the mysterious Bermuda Triangle that, abducted the ship and plundered all the contents.
So let's get to the question here. How do you get lost in the Bermuda Triangle? Like if you really wanted to set out and ensure that you got lost, and if you're listening to this, and you do decide to get lost, do tell us what happens, shoot us an email. But what would you need to do? I think the first thing would be make sure that you're carrying some sort of volatile cargo, preferably volatile valuable cargo, so that it'll either wind up stolen or exploding.
Right. Make sure that you have a pilot who's maybe a little hungover or something, or a captain who's just kind of thinking about personal troubles or something. Somebody who's really mm-hmm. just not kind of having his mind on the job.
Yeah, try dragging an anchor or something. Try and stir up some methane hydrates.
Yeah. Make sure you're passing straight through the Gulf Stream.
Right. Yeah. In fact, do some loops through the Gulf Stream.
Oh, look for extreme weather.
Yes. Yeah, try and go during hurricane season. And, you know, hang out around some blue holes just in case that wormhole thing pans out.
Yeah, and we think maybe you might be able to get lost in the Bermuda Triangle that way.
Go for it. Yeah, and if you, like I say, if you get lost, shoot us an email. Tell us what happens.
So if you wind up lost in the Bermuda Triangle, but you have computer access, send us an email to sciencestuff@howstuffworks.com. Oh, and while you're in the computer in the Bermuda Triangle, check out some good articles we have. You know, I found one about that Kristen Conger wrote about the Bermuda Triangle, only it's in the Alaskan wilderness. It's called, Why Has Part of the Alaskan Wilderness Been Called the Bermuda Triangle? So you got to read it to find out.
Oh, cool. And also come take a look around the blog at blogs.howstuffworks.com, where you can read about everything from girls with guns to tequila diamonds.
Thanks for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Want more HowStuffWorks? Check out our blogs on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.